Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. So I just have a little something I want to share with you guys this afternoon. This morning our women's ministry started their fall book club. So this morning was really, really good. It's at Sandals Church. And the book that we're reading, we're going to be starting to, is The Emotionally Healthy Women. 8 Things You Have to Quit to Change Your Life. It's by Jerry Cercazio. It's Czezero. Not sure how to say it. And so I can't wait to get into that book. But a little word from our lead women's minister. Her name's Melanie Workman. Simply amazing, anointed woman of God, and when she just speaks, you can just feel His presence in the room. And she asks us a question, and it kind of been going along. If you've been following me on here, the podcast, or even my blog, kind of where I've just been feeling lately. And the question was, why can't we be real with others? Hiding behind fakeness or whatever it is, what stops us from just, you know, showing our true self and truly walking and becoming the person God created us to be. And the problem being real we have is, you know, it's perspective, other people's perspectives, how we think we're supposed to be, to meet up maybe to someone else's standards. And it starts with being real with ourselves, because if we can't be real with ourselves, then there's no way we can be real with anyone else, because it's just going to be completely fake, like faking everything's perfect or having it all together or whatever it may be. But on the inside, you know, we're like shriveling and dying on the inside, because our true self is just being tucked down. And you know what needs that? It's just toxic in our life, in our bodies, and it's keeping us way down, and we need to get purge it, be real with ourselves. And you know, God already knows, you know, the things that we need to get rid of and things that we need to plant in us, but we're the ones that's always, you know, lying or trying to fake it. But we can't hide it from God. So we need to be willing and tell Him, purge that from me, Lord. Like, in another word, you know, vomit it out. Get out of it. Like, you know, when you're sick and you don't feel good, you eat something. Melanie shared a little story this morning. Not going to share her story, but just